This podcast, Starbucks People with Dunkin' Money, is strictly for edutainment purposes only. It is not to bash anyone, it is not to make fun of people, it is not to throw any coworkers or anybody in general under the bus. It is strictly just for me to get everything out there as far as experiences and just proper etiquette. And for those who get offended, I sincerely apologize. It's strictly just for entertainment and just to educate people what to do, what not to do, that kind of thing. But let's get started. Here we go. Welcome back to Starbucks People with Dunkin' Money, starring yours truly, Cece. Now, I've only told a few people that I was making this podcast. However, comma, it's starting to get international, so shout out to y'all, Malaysia, Canada, and just thank you for listening to this podcast. I greatly appreciate it. So as far as those who know me personally and just have no idea as far as how I came across this idea, why I wanted to do it, that's what this episode is going to be about, basically. So firstly, I just want to say the music that's behind every episode, that's all my dad. He made the beats, he overlaid my voice with them, that's all him. I want to give him his credit. Kudos to him. Thanks, Pops. And then with the title itself, it was also I have to give my credit to Pastor Olson. She helped the sister up, because I do want to make something to put my Dunkin' experiences out there, but I didn't know what the title should be. And then we were talking one night, and she just said, "These Starbucks people with Dunkin' money." And then it clicked. That's the title. That's it right there. So kudos to both of them. Y'all are awesome. I just want to thank you for that. And I just have to say, with me working at Dunkin' for almost 8 months now, I'm really happy with what I've learned, both inside and even outside the workplace too. Like, it does relate to Dunkin' as far as being outside the workplace, but I mean, I've learned so much. Like, what to do in a workplace, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, you know, how to interact with certain people regardless of their personality, based on their personality, and I don't know, it helped me realize that there's so much out there. And you're probably thinking, whoa, because you make coffee all the time? No, it's not that. It's just my coworkers and the fact that I look forward to going to work. It's not something you hear a teenager say, but like a lot of the time. Usually they're like, oh, I'm just here so I can get paid, that kind of thing. Well, it's that too, but I actually do look forward to, you know, going to work. Otherwise, I wouldn't take shifts that other people couldn't take, or that other people couldn't do. And, but anyway, that's my spiel. And back to the regular topic. Why I wanted to do this podcast. I wanted to do this because I felt like people have to know the mind of a Dunkin' employee. I mean, I can't really put it any simpler than that, if that makes sense. Like, I have to let people know, you know, like the drive-thru episode, you know, where it's like, oh, you can't blast your music in the drive-thru. You can't be Cruella de Vil in the drive-thru, that kind of thing. It's just, I want to put, you know, PSAs out here, like, oh, you know, maybe the person taking your order, maybe it's their first day. Be easy on them. Don't be going 140,000 miles per hour saying your order, you know? I mean, they'll go, you know, 20 miles an hour either, but at a nice, modest pace, you know? Pace. No, that kind of thing. So, It's just stuff like that. I want to have some kind of hobby, some kind of outlet where I can express myself that's about work. Because at some point, my mom's going to get irritated with my work stories. Regardless if it's me telling it or me telling someone else and she overhears it. I need to get this out, you know? Like if someone comes to the drive-thru talking about, oh, hi, yes, can I get the pumpkin? Yeah, can I get the pumpkin spice with cream and sugar? Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of the pumpkin for the season. What do you mean you're out of pumpkin for the season? Boo-boo, it must be St. Patty's Day. What are you talking about? It's about pumpkin. What? Get out of here with that. Or they're like, hi, can I get the new gingerbread swirl? Can I get that? I'm sorry, we don't have the gingerbread swirl anymore. But why not? It's Valentine's Day, boo-boo. It's no longer December. Get your calendar right. It's okay. It's okay. We all have our mistakes. I get it. But get your calendar straight. It's okay. You know, it's stuff like that. But, or whenever someone is like, hi, I've never been here before. Can I get the, what's the caramel craze latte? And I go on and say, oh yeah, you know, it's a latte, it's a dairy-based drink with an espresso shot and any flavor you want in there. Oh, I never had that before. Can I get a caramel one? I want a large size, please. If you're gonna try something, we're gonna get the biggest size we have of that. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you go, okay, it's as simple as this. If you go to any restaurant and you have not tried that before, what size are you gonna get? You're gonna get a small, right? Or if you go into a Target or a Walmart or anything like that, and you say, I don't know which size will fit me best. What size do you try on first? What are the rooms called when you go try on clothes? So if you have never been to a Dunkin', if you don't know what a latte is, if you are not sure what dairy or non-dairy substitute to put in your latte, why are you going to get the biggest size we have? It's just stuff like that I want to share with anybody who will listen to this. Regardless if it's a family, friend, co-worker, some co-workers, or even just some random stranger in Canada, you know? It's just, I want to get it out there. Simple as that. And I did not expect it to be international. I thought I was going to stay in the U.S., maybe Mexico, and that's it. But then I'm starting to see just all this stuff pop up, and I'm saying, wow, people are actually, they're actually tuning in to listen to me talk about my job for like 20 minutes. This is crazy. Then I always look forward to the next episode, like, okay, what should I talk about next? What haven't I talked about yet? And I was sitting down and I realized they have no idea who I am, why I made this podcast. All they know is I'm a Dunkin' employee and I know how to crack jokes and make fun of people's voices. That's all they know about me. So I'm taking the time now for this episode. Hi, how you doing? Name is Cece. So I'm 18 years old, turning 19 in October. Hello. I work at Dunkin'. I know it's crazy, isn't it? Not Starbucks, not McDonald's. So don't ask me for no McMuffins. I ain't gonna give it to you. And I like my job. But firstly, I like to listen to musicals, watch musicals. I like to read, write, and watch plays. I have a Lilo and Stitch musical I'm trying to make. It's not the easiest thing to do, y'all. I see why writers take so long to make stuff now. And anyway, yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm planning on attending my dream college this fall. I'm very excited about that. And we all know I don't drink coffee. We all know I can't do espresso. We all know why. But my favorite drink at Starbucks had Starbucks. See, is these people out here gotta be crazy now? Because now I'm saying Starbucks instead of Dunkin'. Anyway, my favorite Dunkin' drink has to be the frozen chocolate without the mocha, only because the mocha makes it so sweet and I kind of don't like the taste of the mocha. But when I tell you this, I kid you not, if I put that extra scoop of chocolate powder in there, it literally tastes like Wendy's Frosty, just with extra ice and a tad bit sweeter. That's it. It is the most heavenly thing of chocolate I've ever had. It was so good. Anyway, so yes, that's me. That's a little brief description. I'm not gonna get too much into my details, but yes. Why I made this podcast, I wanted to make it, like I said earlier, just so whoever listens to it knows, oh, this is what's going inside of like an employee's mind, or that's why my coffee isn't always ready yet. Yeah, we have to fool around sometimes. Yes, we talk about you behind your back in our microphones, but we do get our coffees out. I'm trying to justify it. I'm trying to justify us talking about people in our headsets. No, but I really wanted to make this podcast for a while. I've been talking to my mom about it since maybe my first month of working there. I'm telling you, the first crackhead that came up to me that was like itching himself, talking about, yo, can I get a donut. What kind of donut you got? You got a donut? I'm like, this mug is cracked out of his mind. I'll give you four, you know, that kind of thing. So even then, even if I didn't work at Dunkin', like say I worked at, I don't know, Popeyes or something, then yeah, I would probably I'd probably make a Popeyes podcast, you know, that kind of thing. Popeyes podcast. Try saying that five times. Anyway, sorry. That's my little spiel for the second time. But on a serious note, this podcast, low-key, it did help me as far as how I can share my stories or who I want to share them with, because there's just some stuff I can't really say, but I do mask it over pronouns, like using he, she, they, that kind of thing, and I don't really use names, because then you'll pinpoint, oh, so that's where she works, and it'll be the end of this podcast. But I really do like having this podcast, and I'm not sure how long I'll be able to keep it up for, because I believe this is the sixth episode, and I really do enjoy doing it, and I want to be able to continue doing it when I go off to college, even though I won't be a Dunkin' employee. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But right now, what I'm gonna do is tell you about these crazy cry kids, these soccer moms, these wild Karens, while I'm on my 6-7-8 hour shift. Simple as that. It's just, I want to share what happens while, either if it's on my shift or someone else's, I just want to put it out there. Yeah, that's that. So that's this episode is basically just more about me, why I made this podcast, and there's no target audience exactly. It's just, I just want to put it out there. If you find it, cool. If you don't, it's cool too. Just share it with whoever you want. Let's get a conversation going. Let's build this, you know, build this together. And it's just a hobby. I'm not trying to make this into a little job or nothing. But I do enjoy just sitting here in my room recording this and then having my dad put in the music, listening back to it, hear myself stumble a little bit but get back on track. And I like it. I'm chilling, I'm cool, I can talk about my job, and that's that. So this episode is gonna be a little short because I don't want to repeat myself too much, but you get the gist of it. I want to make my podcast because I want to put my stories out there so people know what goes through a certain, not all, but a certain Dunkin' employee. And the credit as far as who helped me with the title and who's behind the music, that's my dad. Shout out to you, Fred. And yeah, I'm a head out. That's the episode. Peace, y'all.